So Seattle trailing 7-3 will have it at their own 24-yard line is where they're going to put it down after the scrum. Russell Wilson 0-for-1 in the first quarter, only threw the ball one time. Now he trails 7-3. Golden Tate to the far side. Two tight ends near side eye formation. Miller, the tight end wingback, goes in motion to the left. Running play that way for Lynch. Steps across the man to the 25 to the 27, 28-yard line. Cushing there on the stop, and a helmet goes flying out of the pile. The helmet belonged to Daryl Sharpton to the Texans. A gain of 4 for Lynch. It'll be second down and 6.
Rookie right tackle Michael Bowie again facing off against J.J. Watt. I don't know that he's touched J.J. Watt yet this afternoon. That time on a cutoff block, just threw his body at the ankles of number 99. And, of course, Watt goes down the line and gets in on the tackle.
Rice and Tate go to the far side. Two tight ends to the near side. Now Tate comes in motion left to right. Wilson rolls this way, throwing this way. Has Golden Tate right near the first down marker. Short tackle there by Kareem Jackson. He might be, well, they're going to give him a great spot up to the 34-yard line. I think that's going to be enough to move the sticks.
Nice job by the right guard, J.R. Sweezy, that time moving over to help the rookie Michael Bowie against J.J. Watt. The two of those guys end up standing up the Texans defensive end. It gives Russell Wilson plenty of time to make the completion to Golden Tate.
Ball now at the 34-yard line in Seattle territory. 13.5 to play in the first half. Houston leads 7-3. Miller, the wingback, goes in motion from right to left. From the I formation, play fake for Russell Wilson. Has room, going to run out of room. Dragged down from behind by Whitney Merciless. He might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, so this might not officially be a sack. Going to lose... They're going to lose one, so give Whitney Merciless the sack back to the 33-yard line. It'll be second down and 11.
I like the call on first down, a run down for Seattle. They run play action, but a terrific job by that Texan secondary. They shut everything down. You can call that a coverage sack.
Second sack of the year for Merciless. Texans changing defensive personnel here. On second down and 11 for Seattle from their own 33. Watt across the line of scrimmage. Could be a free play. Wilson throws are going to blow it dead. And, of course, J.J. is pointing, I was drawn offside, but was he or was he not?
He was unabated to the quarterback, I know that.
Yes, indeed he was. Did he just jump the snap count? Or was he drawn off?
Neutral zone infraction. Defense number 99 moved across the line of scrimmage, causing an offensive player to false start. 5-yard penalty remains second down.
Now it's going to be second down and 6, and the Texans last week among those 14 penalties had 4 of these same kind of things being drawn offside by the snap count. And that's the first one today, and it goes against J.J. Watt. Second down, 6. From the Seattle 39, swing pass on the outside for Tate. Got around one man and only got a yard out to the 40-yard line before Brian Cushing makes the stop. That could have been stopped for a loss. Instead, picks up a yard to the 40-yard line, and it'll be third down and 4 now for the Seahawks.
Diagnosed well by the safety, Daniel Manning. He breaks on it immediately, but bad open field tackling. Cushing cleans it up. Big third down situation now for this Texans team. Wouldn't be surprised if they try to get the football to Doug Baldwin. Third-year player out of Stanford comes into this game with 9 catches for 177 yards. Works well out of the slot.
Turbin will be in the backfield with Russell Wilson. Baldwin comes up. They're kind of in an I formation left. Throwing this way is Wilson. Well covered at the 48-yard line is Sidney Rice by Jonathan Joseph, who broke it up in Texans territory at the 49 and is going to force a punting situation for Seattle.
That's the place you want to go if you're Wilson. They end up with single coverage. Jonathan Joseph doing a terrific job. Rice just not giving him enough momentum before he breaks down on the hook route, and you've got to work back to the quarterback. Joseph able to get a hand on the football.
John Ryan in the punt for the second time. His first one was a 49-yarder. Keyshawn Martin drops deep. Launches a high, towering spiral. Martin runs away from it. The ball hits to the 2-yard line and will go into the end zone. So officially a 60-yard punt for John Ryan. Nets them only 40, and the Texans will take over at their own 20-yard line. One play resumes. 11:21 to play first half. Houston 7, Seattle 3. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. And welcome back to the Subway Fresh broadcast booth here in Houston. Along with Mark Malone, I'm Tom Franklin. And if you're feeding the team, well, Subway caters. Visit Subway.com and give them what they love. Subway, cater fresh. 11:21 to play first half. Houston 7 and Seattle 3. Texans scrimmage first and 10 for their own 20-yard line. Arian Foster will be the deep back behind Matt Schaub, who's under center with three receivers bunched to the right. Play fake for Schaub. Steps away from pressure. Now drops it off on the outside looking for Owen Daniels. Just threw it away. Daniels is well covered on the outside by Malcolm Smith.
You get the feeling now that it's a big, big series for the Seattle defense. If you watch what Houston did on their first three drives, 19 yards on the first, 63 on the second, that resulted in the interception that killed the drive, and then 90 yards on the last. They continue to get better and better with each series, so a big series here for the Seattle defense.
Johnson and Hopkins go to the far side with a tight end to either side. Hopkins comes close to the line of scrimmage. Running play, Foster over the right side. Not much. He got stood up by Red Bryant as he got to the line of scrimmage and pushed himself forward for two, but it'll leave Texans with a third down and eight coming up, as we're now at 11 minutes and counting here in the opening half, and Houston leading 7-3.
You watch enough tape of the Seattle defense, and the run defense on the front seven starts and ends with Red Bryant. When he was injured a few games a year or so ago, they were a completely different defense. He eats up blockers. He gets great penetration. Terrific run defender.
Johnson will go to the far side. On the near side comes Hopkins and Martin. Flexed out on the right is Daniels. Empty backfield. For Schaub on third and eight, looking on the right sideline, throwing, it's complete. Johnson gets away and gets the first down across the 30 and out to the 32-yard line. Goes Andre Johnson, covered there by Earl Thomas.
I'll tell you what, Richard Sherman is right on top of it. I mean, right on top of him. You can't cover Andre Johnson any better than that. Pardon me, is that Earl Thomas, the safety
right,
that was on Johnson? But you can't cover him any better, Tom. He's just got such a big body and a wingspan, and Schaub puts it on him, and he comes up with a terrific catch.
Well, you're right. It was Sherman who was covering him, and Thomas had to come over to knock him out of bounds. First and 10 from the 32. Schaub setting up the screen for Foster. Has some blocking. 35-40 to the 45 and out to about the 46-yard line. For a gain of 14, goes Arian Foster on the screen before Bobby Wagner makes the tackle.
And when this offense is going good, Rick Dennison, the offensive coordinator, does a terrific job of working the screen into it. Anytime you can get Arian Foster out away from all that trash and get him a lead blocker, and oftentimes two or three lead blockers in the screen game, it results oftentimes in big plays, as that one did.
Hopkins and Johnson will go to the right. I formation with Ben Tate, the deep back. First and 10, running play. Tate with room up the middle to the midfield, to the 45, coming near sideline 40. To the 35, and finally shoved out of bounds at the Seattle 31-yard line by Walter Thurman goes Ben Tate. Tate picking up 24 yards at a first and 10.
They ran a sucker play right at the defensive tackle, Clinton McDonald. Donald comes flying up the field. He thinks he's going to end up with some sort of a play in the backfield, not even blocked. And the Texans running back goes whizzing right by him. Great job by Ben Tate. Well-designed play.
Hopkins far side, Johnson near side on first and 10 from the Seattle 31. It's Tate again going over the right side. Will force his way across the 30 to the 29-yard line for a pickup of two. And Chris Clemens will make the stop there for Seattle. It'll be second down and eight. But right now, this Texans offense looks nothing like the offense that they've played for most of the first 3 weeks of the season.
Well, again, they've got the running game down. And what's so important in this running game is that you make one move, but it's downhill, and you press the hole. If the hole's not there, push the pile. And if you continue to do that, oftentimes you'll come out the backside for big gains.
Two tight ends, Daniels and Graham on the near side on second down and eight. Setting up the swing pass for Tate in the flat. Cannot get away. Great stop there by Malcolm Smith. He was one-on-one. It was Tate's job to get away from him, and he could not. Limits the gain to a yard to the 28-yard line, and it'll be third down and seven.
Yeah, the third-year linebacker at USC, terrific job there. Now, he was the one They gave up the touchdown to Graham. You remember, he didn't get deep enough on the zone coverage. That time does a terrific job coming out of his hook responsibility and driving on the swing pass.
Seattle gives up 241 yards a game. They've already surrendered 224 to the Texans here in the first half, and we still have 7.5 to go until intermission. Schaub in the shotgun. Foster on his left shoulder. Martin goes in motion to the right. Schaub to throw. Back to his left he goes. Diving attempt at the 7-yard line, and it's caught there by Owen Daniels. What a layout catch by Daniels right at the sideline at the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Texans.
What a terrific throw, too, by Schaub. That's the only place you can put it if you're the quarterback. You put it in a position where your guy can go get it, but it's not an interception. Owen Daniel just lays out completely for that ball. He catches it hitting the ground and allows the ball to come into his body before the ball hits the ground. Just a terrific play.
First and goal, Houston, to trying to build on a 7-3 lead. I formation, Foster the deep back. Running play right, a little bit of a hole, but it closed immediately as Foster got busted down at the 5-yard line. Red Bryant leading the charge after a gain of 2.
A lot of misdirections, too. They fake, the reverse out of the dive play there, and that ends up holding the linebacker just for a second. And allow some of those double teams to come off and get to the second level. They've had a lot of success with it here in the first half.
Texans started this drive at their own 20. Now at the Seattle 5-yard line, second down and goal, trying to build on a 7-3 lead with 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play until halftime. Again, an I formation. Foster the deep back. Play fake. Schaub looking to throw. Swings it out. Foster's free. He spins in the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. Arian Foster on a 5-yard reception from Matt Schaub extends the Houston lead to 13-3.
Well, the pass play is off of play action, so they're actually faking the ball first to Arian Foster. Now, if you're the linebacker, KJ Wright, you have run responsibility first. So are you going to come up and make the tackle? And if so, then you have to make the play on the pass. It's just almost an impossibility. Great read by Schaub as they get the ball out to the running back who slips into the far corner of the end zone inside the pylon.
He got away from Malcolm Smith on the play action, and now Randy Bullock to try and tack on the point after out of the hole to Shane Leckler. Ball is up and through the uprights, and the Houston Texans are carving up the top defense in the National Football League. The Texans now lead 14-3 over Seattle. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One.